hour, 7 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. Time to go to John Taylor, financial advisor at Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, with some news on the economic front involving a company that owns some Arkansas property. John?
Yeah, Bill, we keep trying to get some kind of a read on this economy and whether or not we really are facing a double dip or if we're stalling or what, and it's so confusing because there's so much conflicting data, but this is kind of interesting. Nucor, which is one of the largest steel manufacturing companies, and they have two plants over in eastern Arkansas, one in Blytheville, one right outside of Blytheville. And, of course, we know that steel is a component in lots of things, including some of the things that are made in Fort Smith, USA. And Nucor says yesterday that they actually reduced their expectations of third-quarter earnings guidance, and they said, quote, "The positive trends that they saw in the first half of the year have largely disappeared, ushering in a new period of uncertainty for the industry and the economy overall." And so we're seeing kind of this happen over and over again, where companies are saying, well, we thought things were getting better, but some of the momentum has disappeared. So it isn't so much that we're going into a period of decline, but we're seeing a deacceleration of the growth and the recovery that's happened. Yesterday, the market was down slightly, about 17 points for the Dow, still close to well above 10,500, which was good news. The NASDAQ was actually up yesterday, and it was principally because of a surprise announcement by the chairman of Cisco, of course, Cisco being one of those bellwether technology stocks, and John Chambers is considered to be one of the primary cheerleaders of Silicon Valley. And even though Cisco is sitting on billions and billions of dollars of cash, they've really never paid a dividend in their history. And at a conference yesterday, he said that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Their new fiscal year began August the 1st, and he says that sometime in this fiscal year, they're going to begin paying dividends, and in the range of probably 1% to 2%. And then, of course, well, that some people saying that that may create a buzz in the technology sector, and therefore we saw the NASDAQ up yesterday. So we'll see what happens there. It's interesting. A lot of people are talking about one of the things that's a drag on the economy is the uncertainty. A lot of things that Congress hasn't taken care of, the Bush tax cuts, the estate tax provisions, many things that haven't been fixed that are going to expire before the end of the year. And John Chambers, the CEO of Cisco, specifically says that one of the things that will influence their decision about how much dividend and when they're going to begin to pay is what are the tax rates going to look like that they're going to be imposed on dividends that are received by stockholders. And another piece of interesting information, this is an outgrowth of the Dodd-Frank Financial Regulatory Overhaul Bill. This comes from Bank of America, which is the country's biggest bank if you rank them based upon assets. And they're going to write down their credit card division by about $7 to $10 billion because it's not going to be as profitable because of the new legislation. And here's the chilling part. They say that since they're losing so much money in overdraft charges and debit card transaction fees, that they're going to change the complexion in the fee schedule. They're going to raise minimum levels, minimum account levels, and charge fees and incur and place fees on things they previously haven't charged to try to make up for some of that revenue. In fact, they say that by the end of next year, they expect that to have a $5 billion revenue loss related to some of the things in the Dodd-Frank bill.
John, gold futures up to $1,276.50 an ounce, and that's a record.
It is a record. That's correct. Well, at the very time that we were beginning to see some improvement in some things, we talked about retail sales a couple days ago. There's still all kinds of concerns about the global economy, and, of course, we're seeing, once again, gold is the ultimate. People are really not trying to hedge against inflation here. It's a flight to quality, and we're seeing money flow into gold in record amounts.
John Taylor with us. John, thanks for the report.
Take care, Bill.
That's John Taylor with Stern, AG, and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. They are the folks to go to, and John has the word, along with Mark Myers over there. The number to call, 479-782-2527, and the other folks who could do a great job helping you out. It's a place to get the latest economic news and see how it might affect you, and certainly in the Fort Smith area. We appreciate the input from John, getting how to tailor things locally. Be sure to check out John's column. It's in the Times Record each Sunday in the business section.